Why Baby by The Tofu Wanders, narrated by Pliny Capybara. After another long day of preparing meetings with the scientist alongside Senno and the never-ending conferences, Gen was back at the lab looking for Y-Man as they finished some experimentation with them. Ever since the time machine situation, he had been tasked with always looking after the creature and preventing anything similar in the future. The task was pretty difficult, as Gen didn't believe he had what it took to stop an advanced life form from doing more drastic actions. But he couldn't bear seeing everyone so disheartened again, so he decided to take care of it, even if it seemed impossible. That resolve was quickly destroyed the moment he entered. A little child, no older than 6, with deep blue eyes and chubby cheeks, stared back at him. But what stood out the most was the familiar sights of split hair, white and black. The only difference was the unbalanced ratio of color. What? Gen couldn't take the words out of his mouth. Why was there a mini version of him? Was it a new experiment? No, why would Senku and his teammates make a younger version of him? If anything, he didn't know if it was real. Am I hallucinating? It's identical to me! I even had the same little white streaks as a child. Greetings, Gen. The familiar and robotic voice calmly greeted, while maintaining a perfect poker face. It can't be Y-Man! He stared at the kid, the alien, actually, with comically wide eyes, and pointing at the bizarre picture in front of him. Why do you look like a little mini-me? I have found trouble proceeding with my studies about human nature as I get stuck between the recognition of emotional patterns and how they manifest. I figure taking a human form would help in my progress of externaling such thoughts. They answered and raised an eyebrow at Gen's reaction, not picking up the other's surprise. He smiled nervously. On one hand, he could understand some reasoning behind their words, as having a human form surely would help them to connect with others and understand emotions, if it weren't for one little detail. I see, but why exactly do you look like a younger version of me? Why, man? You could have based that form on someone younger, like Suika. If Kohaku had heard him say that, there probably wouldn't be a tomorrow. As my primary caregiver, I have the most complete data of you in contrast to all humans I have come in contact with. This allowed me to make calculations based on the information, as thus coming up with the most efficient design, though I have to admit I didn't vision the result to be so premature. They said while looking down at their chubby arms and legs. Even with such a stoic face, it was a cute sight. Gen pondered about the words for a while. First, Y-Man has been collecting data of everyone he has seen, which would make a large sum as Gen even takes them to some pointless parties and boring conferences, while storing every observation about him. Not only is it problematic, and could lead to some greater problems in the future, but he has failed to see what new and morally wrong plan they've been working up all this time. Second, what was he supposed to do with a mini Azagiri Gen? He still needs to attend conferences and meetings while keeping an eye on them. What kind of explanation should he give? Oh, sorry, but this isn't my child. Rather, an alien from space that's a millennia old and is actually the one behind humanity's petrification, as anyone would take that seriously. Say, Y-Man-chan, is there any way for you to come back to your original appearance?
Reverting back to my original design would only tire out my battery further, resulting in imminent death. The unnerving face now turned sour at his words. It seemed that the idea was actually working, but not the way Gen wanted to. He couldn't leave his friend to die, and walking around with a mini himself was so embarrassing he'd rather be petrified. If Senku ever saw him like that, resting 6 meters below wouldn't be enough. Senku would definitely tease him. Chrome's loud and curious nature would attract more attention than necessary, and Suika can't solve the situation alone. His best bet was Zeno, who would probably find the situation mildly amusing, but help in the end, probably never mentioning the incident to anyone except for Stanley, but he could live with that amount of shame. The only problem being Zeno's laboratory was located at the other side of the building. Passing through the many visitors will be difficult unless a distraction is formed. But Gen is a lucky man after all. Today, Taiju and Yuzuriya were visiting to tell all their friends about their recent honeymoon. There wouldn't be many familiar faces around, and no one would bat an eye as long as Y-Man's face is covered. Even the babysitting excuse would be enough. That's how Gen quickly walked through the halls of the almost empty building while holding a Y-baby on his arms, wrapped with a white cloth he found in one of the rooms.
"I don't see the necessity for you to carry me. I still have some of my primary functions, such as aerial displacement," said the unfazed Medusa.
"Don't even think about it! Human kids don't float, and your voice is unsettling, so try not to talk to anyone,"
Gen panickedly said while smiling at the few passerbys with the signature television star face.
"Oh, Gen!"
A soft and feminine voice called out to him, familiar enough to make the mentalist visibly twitch. Approaching steps became louder and louder as another loud male voice practically yelled throughout the place. Taiju and Yuzuriya had appeared out of nowhere. Why? Gen always thought that luck was on his side most of the time, but it seemed as his dear scientist's bad luck was rubbing off on him. It felt totally irrational to blame a man who didn't even believe in such things. Gen knew that, and still blamed Senku in his head. "Ah, Taiju and Yuzuriya, what a lovely surprise. It's been so long since we last saw each other. Sorry, but Senku really needs my help right now, so see ya!" Gen said with a perfect, gentle smile as anxiety slowly overcame his body, half-turning his body while covering Y-Man in between his arms. Gen prayed that his not-so-smooth attempt of escaping would go unnoticed under their friend's eyes. He'll deal with the consequences later. What he didn't expect was to trip over the wet floor, even after the two lovebirds warned him just a second before. Without much time to react, Gen braced himself for the impact. What surprised him were a pair of strong arms steadily holding his sides.
"Gen, are you alright?"
Taiju yelled more than asked, helping him straighten up as a worried Yuzuriha came at his side.
"Gen, you didn't get hurt, did you?"
Her words were abruptly cut as the pair stared at his arms, and just then Gen remembered why he was avoiding everyone. The familiar dark blue eyes looked up from his chest, but they were softer and rounder, alongside a chubby little face that showed no particular emotion. It felt as if petrification happened all over again with the way everyone froze, until Yuzuriha was the first one to move.
"How cute! It looks exactly like you!"
"You have a kid, why didn't you tell us?"
Taiju was quick to react the moment his wife asked, yelling at the top of his lungs the first thing that came to mind. Now Gen was completely screwed. He would have to explain the whole embarrassing situation to the pair
that most likely would tell everyone. And even if he asked them to keep the secret, there was no real need for them to do that. After all, wasn't he being overly secretive?
That's also pathetic.
Sorry, but I gotta go,
was everything Gen said before making a run for it. But by no means someone as scrawny as him had an opportunity against Taiju's crazy stamina. But hopefully the shock was enough to confuse them and let the pair follow him. Not even against Stan and escaping the colony with Zeno in their hands made him run so fast in his life, which wasn't that much considering his lack of stamina. Gen panted and breathed hard after making sure he was a few meters away from them. The Medusa just looked at him with an unimpressed gaze.
It still hasn't come to my understanding why you would act in such erratic behavior.
I can't let our friends see you like this. How would I even explain your current state?
If you are asking about the process behind human synthesization, it all started with me creating a database using my sensors to visualize the organic construction of a human being. Then,
why, man, you don't really have to explain right now. Let's just go over to Zeno so you can come back to your old self.
Zeno's office wasn't far ahead. He just had to turn over a few aisles and would finally wake up from his bizarre nightmare. But maybe he was actually the world's shallowest man and thus deserved a punishment worthy of his karma. Because the moment he entered the room with a hopeful smile on his lips, his world turned upside down. You see, due to his many conferences and meetings around the world, Gen had been left behind about little meaningful things about his companion's lies, and thus completely missed on the announcement that the headquarters would undergo changes and that the offices were relocated until further notice. And the room he had just entered was no longer an office, but a common social room, more specifically the social room in which the newly wedded were celebrating today. Humanity was once again petrified, a product of an alien life form, except this time it was a bit different.
Gen, you still haven't told us about your kid!
Taiju was the first one to break the silence, with boisterous words that resonated throughout the entire room, and the once dead silence was now frantically filled with confusion.
He's so cute! Looks exactly like you, Gen.
Isn't it uncanny how neutral it looks?
Was heard in the distance before a loud thud and a
Shut up, Chrome! Ha ha! I desire to give him all my blessings. Gen, I shall gift you in the name of the Nanami family many envelopes as congratulations and wishes for his future. Francois, start the preparations for the celebration in this instance.
You had a kid? I didn't know you were married.
Riri got closer, taking their little hands and gushing at the cute baby.
Riri-chan, I'm nuts.
You're not married? Sly brat, what girl did you shamelessly trick, huh?
An angry Kohaku was already walking up to him with clenched muscles, barely held back by a nervous Chrome.
You damn gorilla, you can't kill him over something like this.
I really didn't trick anyone. No mother to feel sorry about.
Wait, then, did you give birth?
Ginro, as always, gave an unhelpful comment to the situation. Only a few turned back to look at him, unimpressed, as the circle bewitched by the Y baby around Gen began to grow more and more.
Ha! Are you dumb? That's not possible to do!
It is!
Ginro shrieked with an annoyingly loud voice of his.
Chelsea told me it was possible in one of those mangas called Omegaverse.
Chelsea, what are you teaching them?
Hey, did you hear about it? You mean that rumor? It's what everyone's talking about.
It was another peaceful day in the lab, where, as always, Senku was hiding from the two lovebirds that were his best friends, who insisted on making a party about their 3-month anniversary. It's not like he didn't appreciate their relationship. In fact, he was sure to be the one who cherished it most. But after attending the 1st and 2nd month anniversary, it became a hassle while acting social in those events. Besides, there's some experiments he hadn't been able to conduct lately due to the time machine developments. The young scientist barely paid attention to the gossip around him, too focused on the task at hand.
Who would have thought that Azagiri was the type to become a father? I still can't believe it. It's a shame we don't know who the mother is. I heard the kid is a carbon copy of him.
Senku's whole body froze at the spot, almost dropping the test tube in his hands. Stiffly, he turned around to the conversation, with all the color drained from his face.
Surely, it couldn't be happening. Not to him. Logically speaking, it didn't make sense, as Senku couldn't recall any woman Gen had been seriously interested in the past. Despite all the fanfare about being the shallowest man in the world, he still had a gentle heart and wouldn't have a child outside of marriage. And more importantly, if that were the case, he wouldn't let his friends out of the ceremony. Even if, instead of a wedding, they were just signed papers, it was 10,000,000,000% sure that someone so important in his life would have been introduced already, right? But the mentalist was a secretive person after all, and coming to the party with a child out of nowhere seemed like the shenanigans he liked to pull off.
So that was it? Had he lost his chance of confessing his feelings? Not so long ago, Senku realized that the special bond he shared with the mentalist was far deeper than just camaraderie. All these years supporting each other had made him blindly believe that Gen would stay by his side always, even if they had to separate due to their missions, but it would be fine. At the end, they always reunited after the threats surrounding their lives, a trusted bond that ascended any distance or period of time.
It couldn't be. Even if it didn't make sense, Gen wouldn't be the type to do that. After all, Senku was sure he reciprocated his feelings in some way after all the gestures and words directed towards him.
It was not time to dwell for how long the mentalist felt this way about him, especially not to realize it was most likely before Senku realized on his own. With a hurried pace, he reached the social room, opening the door with a loud bang and surprising everyone not with the sound but with the sight of the ever-composed scientist drenched in sweat and short of breath was enough for the crowd around the tacky magician to momentarily turn their eyes at him. The two of them made probably the most awkward eye contact in all of their relationship. With the heart on his throat, Senku peeled off his eyes from the anxious mentalist and glanced at the kid in his arms, a tiny, exact version of the other man, except on the shorter side, bang and darker hair.
Senku-chan!
The ever-composed psychology trickster shrieked at the sight of the other man, the little color left in his face vanishing as the other got closer and closer.
That kid?
The two were tongue-tied, all of the invited around them looking for the same worried reason as well.
It's not what it looks like! Just say something already!
Gen shook the infant, receiving only an unamused look in response.
You told me not to use my voice. Wasn't staying quiet the best course of action?
Why, man?
Loud voices exclaimed in surprise, while others gasped and froze in shock. So Gen didn't have an illegitimate child, and more specifically, wasn't seeing someone? Senku quickly got over the shock, putting on the confident and carefree persona while picking at his ear.
Ha, damn mentalist, I should have guessed this was another tacky joke of yours.
It really is not like that. Why man suddenly turned into me without my consent, and I've been looking for Zeno all day to turn him back.
Aw, but he looks so cute. It would be such a waste to turn him back into a battery.
A joyful Suika played with their little hands.
As cute as our alien friend can be, I'd rather not take care of a baby that's a millennial old and comes from space.
Ha ha! I too desire a kid as cute as you, Gen.
Ryusu, I'm pretty sure that's not possible. Besides, I can't raise a child on my own with all the work I have. And everyone deserves loving parents who love each other to the point of such commitments.
Then leave it to me. We can make one. The young scientist stated calmly as ever, while everyone in the room had their mouth hanging open. Not only the statement fell out of blue, but he had also had a light blush creeping out of his cheeks and averted his gaze. Gen looked at him, with the entire face flushed, crimson eyes so wide it seemed they were about to fall out. The silence was so asphyxiating that no one dared to even breathe too loud, except for their only non-human companion.
I believe my collection of data regarding the DNA of you two is enough to make a biological hybrid.
Why the hell do you have that?